Oh, we're up to Sif Yud Zayin in Simukov Samach. And today it's very appropriate. Isra Chaga, a lot of people are busy. So we're going to learn a heter that's only for Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim only. And the question is, who qualifies that I'm not... here's a heter for Talmidei Chachamim that's often used by non-Talmidei Chachamim. I'm going to have to try to understand exactly what it means. Sif Yud Zayin, Talmidei Chachamim Shehilvu Zeh Ezeh Dvarim Shel Maichel. Talmidei Chachamim who loaned one to the other, it sounds like they're both Talmidei Chachamim, Dvarim Shel Maichel, items of food. V'nosan lo yoyser ha-mashalava mimenu. When he's paying back, he pays back extra. Ad Chaymish. Now this is common here. It's common that people make the mistake in a house. Somebody borrows somebody who needs sugar, so they take a bag of sugar, and then when they're paying back, they pay back a full bag of sugar, even though what they borrowed was not full. Or they borrowed a partial bag of diapers, and they return a full bag of diapers. So here, if you're borrowing Dvarim Shel Maichel, I don't think it means food; it means household items. Lav dafka food. When he pays back extra ad chaymish, until 20% extra. Harizem mutter. Why? Shahadover yedua shalei nasan loy elamatana. Need a hesber. Because everyone knows he's only giving him a gift. Now the bechaber is talking about ribis rabbanis. It's not ktsutza. At the time he borrowed, there was no condition that there's going to be any extra payback. It's shal of ribis rabbanan. So he's saying here a heter, if you have the four conditions. It has to be a Talmid Chacham. It has to be a Dvarim Shel Maichel. It has to be L'shem Atana. And only Ad Chaymish. So if you have these conditions, which are common in household borrowing, so it says here that it's Mutter. And the Shach and Chavdal, it says, Kasabal Chumas Daf Yushneyam Talmid Chacham. Halayva V'amalva. He says they both have to be Talmid Chacham for this heter. Now here it needs a hesber, because when we started, I told you people borrow, and when they make up to give ribbis, they realize it's an isser. So they always ask the Rav, I'm not allowed to pay ribbis, I won't pay ribbis. Can I just give him a gift when I pay him back? So you tell them, well, that's usser. It's usser to give a gift when you pay back. And here it says, Shadav Yadua Shalai Nasalai Elabimatana. So what does it mean? He's only giving him a gift. Giving a gift to someone who lends you money, that's usser. So this needs a hesber.
Before you go, it's so impractical. If someone lends somebody a bag of sugar, it's not completely filled. Are you supposed to take it? Is one supposed to take it to a scale and measure to say, I'm only giving you back the exact amount? You know, you look.
It's true. The place can say that a dovra mu'it that people are not makbid on, you don't have to worry about. But it's not always the case. See, that's good in something like sugar that's in a bag. It's hard to know how much is in the bag. But if you borrow 10 eggs, you give back 12 eggs, so that's 10 eggs is 10 eggs. All right, it could be large and extra large. Take back two on your head, yeah. But I don't know, it's not a double push. The question is what it means. I would be really hard-pressed to give you an explanation of what it means, matana, or not for a tshuva and the chaviz yoyer. Later, the pischei tshuva and kuf ayin hey, pischei tshuva beis, way at the end of Hilchas Ribbis, brings an example of this halacha. Excuse me. At the end of the shaila there, it's a complicated shaila, it's a kuf ayin hey shaila. It's a case where a person is giving money, paying up front to a winery for wine that's going to be delivered later in the year. He's going to pick it up whenever he wants. He's paying today's price for future delivery. He's getting a guaranteed today's price, which is an issur d'rabbanan. You can't guarantee today's price for future delivery, except there are certain exceptions, but it's only there where it's usur. Yeah, all right, so it depends. But it's only the case where it would otherwise be usur. And the Chaviz Yoyer there writes that to be matir. And he says the case was a Talmid Chacham, and this owner of the winery is an Adam Yadua that he's Mahana Talmidei Chachamim all the time. It's known that he's always someone who gives benefit to Talmidei Chachamim. He always gives them, and he gives them, and it says that it's Yitachin. If he had not paid up front, he would do it also, because he's a Adam Yedua, that he's Mahana Talmidei Chachamim. And therefore, the Chavis Yar wants to use this heter. And there, they're not both Talmidei Chachamim. Here, the Shach says, Davki Shneim Talmidei Chachamim. There, he's Matir, because he says it's Yedua, that this person is Mahana Talmidei Chachamim anyway. So what it says here, Dava Yedua Shloinosmalei Ela B'Matana, it means we're talking about people that are in the habit of giving gifts to each other, even without ribbis. You have neighbors who get along. Some neighbors either get along or don't get along. So you have neighbors that get along, and they're in the habit of always borrowing from each other, taking recipes from each other, etc. So in such a case, where it's a Dava Yedua, that a person only gives, always gives B'Matana, so then you have this type of a heter. So that would be the heter of the Mechaber by Ribbis de Rabbanan. He's Mekel, if it's a Talmud Chacham, and they know that Ribbis is Aser. That means they know that if it's in gratitude for the loan, you're not allowed to do it. So we're assuming that they realize if they're giving more, they're giving because they like it, they like each other, they're in the habit of giving each other gifts. That's our understanding of this Mechaber. Amaratzim were afraid they're giving the money for the loan. They're giving a gift for the loan, which is Aser. You know something, it says, and all the Paiskim Achraidim say that a father and a son, if he's ruggled to give him, it's mutter. They all, Lamaisa, say not to do it. Just like over here, they're going to say not to rely on being a Talmud Chacham. But Mikra Adin, somebody is ruggled, but Matonis, it's mutter. So, Mikra Adin is such a heter. If you look here in the Birkei Yosef, if you're wondering if you qualify as a Talmud Chacham, look and see the Birkei Yosef at the bottom. Ein lismaich alzeh el yechidim haksherim shebehem loizulasan. Only yechidim bedar. Nobody else, Riva Gash. If Riva Gash in his generation said only yechidim should rely on this heter, some is done, we could all rely on this heter, right? This is for sure. So, what? Yechidim means people who are yechidim, extraordinary haksher shabam of the yechidim, the most kosher of them. By us, kosher is an easy word. Adam kosher is not a big. Okay, it's a rishon, yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, who's going to be Saiva Chara? The Bris Yehuda says not to use this heter. Do we know? The Rambam's father's Rebbe was?
Yeah. No, the Rebbe Gash was the Rambam's father's Rebbe. The Rambam claims that he was his Rebbe, even though he only met him when he was
dead. The mic is not true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The share of garments that applies to household items, 12 eggs for 10 eggs for the couple.
Yeah, 10 eggs is exactly a chaimish. It says here, it means kuf b'kuf chaf. Here it means chaimish will gav. 10 for 12, yeah.
Let me give an example. So you borrow a generic stuff to give back a bottle of Coke. That's also a
law issue. You mean even for a Talmud Chacham? Even for Talmud Chacham, Koshke, for a regular person. It's true, borrowing, if you borrow a generic item and you're giving back a brand, the quality brand, that's ribbis. It's a ribbis issue. All these things are things in the house people are not careful with. No, but one of Chaimish is only telling me the Chaimim have a heter at Chaimish. Household items, at Chaimish is only telling me the Chaimim. Yes, what it says here. Tamid Chaim Shul Vuzeze, Devarim Shul Michael, Nasi Yosim Ashalay, Menu Ad Chaim, Shari Zem Mutter. It's only Tamid Chaim. Otherwise, you can't be Michael.
We learned this about the Mount Mir in a case that they have father giving his son something, money to buy, like they keep
a change. Right.
That's different because it's not Michael, and it's not dealing necessarily with
Tamid Chaim. It's not dealing necessarily with Tamid Chaim, right. Now here...
The fact that the noisim doesn't really expect, he doesn't view it as a loan. If he doesn't return it, I wouldn't take it to him.
Oh, so that's an important thing. Well, not taking it to the Torah is not enough. You want to ask him. The best thing by neighbors is they should always tell and make up with each other that whatever I give you is a gift. If you pay me back, good. If not, not. Sometimes they're in the habit of not always remembering to pay back, which is good. If it's not Geshav of Kadeva, if they're not Makbid, that's the best thing, is that neighbors should always... I always told my wife when we had a two-family house that used to borrow up and down the steps to always say it's a gift. If you want to give back, you give back. If not, not. That way you avoid all the ribbis issues. If it's not a loan, then there's no ribbis issue. I had a shaila. It must have come up because the following shaila. Someone borrows a dozen eggs. So he has to pay back a dozen eggs. So the borrower takes a dozen eggs, and one of them is a blutstrup. One has a blood spot. So the minute you throw it out, it could be mikra din. It's mutter except for the blood spot. So he throws one out. Is he allowed to pay back 12 eggs?
Mikra
din, he didn't have to throw out the whole egg. The mikra din,
the minigins, usually you throw out. Change to a blood spot? If he would have made it hard-boiled,
I'll tell you, you're not so far. I'll tell you what it says in the Ribbis book, and then we have to figure out if it's true. It must have come up if I stuck the story in the book, but it says there that all loans go by market value. When you borrow a dozen eggs, the market value is a certain market value. You're returning a dozen eggs, the market value is also a certain market value. So since what you're borrowing, what you returned, has the same price in the shuk. So therefore, it's mutter to return it. Even though it turned out one was a blood spot. Excuse me? Fluctuating market is a problem. It's a problem. In a fluctuating market, sub is a problem. Borrowing things are an issue. With Seimach, that the fluctuations in a short period of time are minor. And that's why we borrow. But things that have a major fluctuation is an issue. Everything goes up. No, that's fine. Because that's all the shahr. You can get it for $1.70. When there's a fluctuation in the whole shahr, that's what's about. There's no problem if you borrow a dozen eggs, he bought it at ShopRite and he paid a dollar. And you're buying it at the corner grocery and you're paying $1.50. That's not ribbis. He's returning the same dozen eggs that has the same shahr shuk. If there suddenly was a shortage and the price shot up, then you would have an issue. That would be a problem.
That's what's like, no.
What?
They buy cases.
That's right. Take a case. You never know what's in it. That's right. So, all right. So the mechaber is not so hard. The Ramah is something of a pella. The Ramah writes, "V'yesh matirin afilu behista mitchila kach, v'vad v'dava mu'et." He brings a yesh matirin even when they made a tanai originally. It's very hard to understand. More. They made it a Tanai originally that he's going to give him back more. So the Arishainim that learned that Gemara, that it's mutter in such a case. The question, how to teach the Gemara? I think the Taz here brings the Lashon HaGemara. the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel Avu Abar'ihi. It's in Yud Beis, in the Taz Yud Beis. Shmuel told Avu Bar Yehi, Hilveini kuf pilpulin bekuf chav pilpulin.
Where
did
you make
the deal? They're right in the second line. Okay. Hilveini kuf pilpulin bekuf chav pilpulin. Lend me 100 peppers, I'll give you back 120. Va'orich. What's va'orich? Pirish Rashi, toiv lasis kein. Shmami nashi, it's the tchila. The way Rashi touches the Gemara va'orich, you're allowed to do it. Tabitha Chamer, you're allowed to do it. So he says, the machlaikis here is how to touch orich. Rashi says that you can do it l'chadchila. Nira the Haramba mefarish loshon va'orich binyin zeh. Da'achi kamer, im yiyah toiv, v'nochay lasis kein lefi rois einai, u'mamei lochach lasvei ha'borei ratchila. The Rambam learns only Darabonon is mutter. That va'orich, he's speaking. He says, let me 100, I'll give you 120 if I want. He says, I'll give you 120 if I want. That means it's not ktsutza. He didn't guarantee it to him. And that's the case that it's mutter. All right, so we have here Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam in a heter that you're not supposed to use anyway. So, all right. It's good to know at least that there's such a heter, and maybe you can use it if it's people who are very close friends, and you know it's L'shem Atana, it's not L'shem Ribbis. So maybe then you could rely on it. Excuse me? Right, it'll be Ribs Bucheris. The Ribs Bucheris is the Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon. Satami Chachamim could do such a thing. Yeah, today I don't think we have Talmidei Chacham for this.
When we're dealing with lay people, like neighbors and friends, you know, it's unless they really know this law, this sounds very weird. You know, you lend me this, and you know, and you get it back, or you give it back, and you don't say thank you or something like that. If are we allowed to say to them, I want to explain to you about Hilchos Rivas, why not
you can sit down and teach them Hilchos Rivas, there's no problem.
No, but I
learned one thing by Freya people. If you're afraid it's weird, when you start explaining it becomes more weird. It doesn't usually help. Yeah, that's true. Many foreign people don't know.
So why can't we is that a
you should tell them to come here Sunday mornings. It would help. I'm not kidding, Mark. Okay. Yeah.
Mark, you get permission.
Yeah, the Knesset Gedolah seems to address it, but he gets very involved. It's hard to follow the whole Shakla V'Tarya of the Knesset Gedolah. That's why I don't want to read it. But the Pesachim Achronim bring the Birkei Yosef. Today's Malachim bring the Birkei Yosef. So, all right, let's move on to another Kula in Sif Yud Ches. A Sif Yud Ches is a kula that's not only for Talmidei Chachamim. When we began, before we started, I told you that... Well, I didn't finish the Ramah. What else does Ramah say? I'm sorry. Kama g'layar gilu tamicham atzman b'kach v'nei hamoinam shlo yilmedu mehem. Yeah, tamicham are going to use a heter and they'll say, yeah, just for Talmidei Chachamim. You shouldn't use it all on a regular basis. Yeah, gilu. And when we started, I told you that we need to know what's Ribbis Teraisa, what's Ribbis Terabanan. Even though, what's the difference? We're not over the Rabbanan, just like we're not over the Teraisas. But here we have a heter, Kol Ribbis Terabanan, Mutter B'mois Shal Yisayman. Mois Terabanan is Mutter with the money of a Yosin. Oy Shal Hegdish Aniyim. Shal Hegdish Aniyim. I guess it's set aside for Aniyim. Oy Talmud Torah, Oy Tzarech Beis HaKnesses. Do we have here a heter to lend money beribis derabanan, provided that it's for a tzairuch of tzedakah? It's for a tzedakah need, such as yisaimim. It's interesting. Taz Yudalid says b'moishel yisaimim, but b'seis emasik the almana ein lo din yisaimim b'zeh kivichi misasekes b'shalach k'shar nashim. It's a little tricky, Taz. Says the Beis Yosef says, and Almana doesn't have a din of Yisayimim, since she's involved in doing the business as a regular gedayla, as a regular adult. I mean, it's only if the Almana. Sometimes you have an Almana who can run a business. Sometimes you have an Almana who can't run a business or is lost. So it would depend if it's tzedakah or not. What? Again, it depends if she's capable of running a business, so she doesn't have the kula. If she's not capable of doing it, then you do have the kula. It depends if it would qualify as a heter.
That would be any person.
So what?
Any person is a lo yutzlach, then and he has no part.
If he's tzedakah aniyim, it says I have dish aniyim. Any case of tzedakah, usually aniyim don't have money to invest beribis. Yisaimim could be millionaires and they still have a din of yisaimim, and you're allowed to. It says it doesn't matter how much money they have. Not only that, it says here that what age are they considered Yisaimim? What?
Is it the direct or is it for their benefit? Meaning, can you be involved with loans so that they
can be have... What it means is when you have money set aside for Yisaimim, you're allowed to invest it with Ribbis Terabanan. You're allowed to be over Ribbis Terabanan.
So that they will benefit.
So that they will benefit, of course. So...
They could pay the goes both ways.
So Kasha is, so that's very good. The Yisaimim have money, so they have an apotropis, somebody who's taking care of their money. So he's investing with Ribbis Derabanan. What's the heter of the loiva to pay Ribbis Derabanan? So the Yad Avram on the bottom says, I'm sorry, it's in the last two words. You see, all the way in the bottom of the page, call Ribbis Derabanan mutu b'mayshal Yisaimim. Ein lahak shoy so yeish iso lo loiva, lite Ribbis. That carries over to the next page. The Zoy Ayel asked, is it Issa to the Loiva? What's his heter? Kumay Shikshu Taisis Beperkez El Neshech. Dibra Masla Moshe Yisai Meinshav. Yeshema Taisis Shikshu Kain Lefisaka Taito Shoref Lev Ribis Dei Reis. Kumar has a Havamina Iviva Ribis Dei Reis is Mutta by Yisaimim. Ken Yare Yish Issa Le Loiva Daim Loi Sasha. Aval Fimai Demasi Kosam Dei Shari Elev Ribis Dei Rabbanan. We pass in that for Yisaimim only Ribis Dei Rabbanan is Mutta. We had at the very beginning on Kuftan Tes, we had that in the first sif of Kusamach, that the loiva is only over by Ribis Rabban, only on Lifnei Iver. Turns out, if there's no Lifnei Iver, because the Yisaimim are allowed to lend by Ribis Rabbanon, so then the loiva is also allowed. So Mela is no Isser on both sides. And but Mela, we have here an important hetter. Now, what's an example of Ribis Rabbanon? What? What would be Mekach U'Mebkar? Derech Mekach U'Mebkar? If you say you have a business. What? So one heta would be Derech Mekach U'Mebkar. Now the heta would be Naktsutza. Now what does that mean in practical terms? It means that when I invest, if I invest money with you, and it's an investment, it's an iska. I don't need a heta iska, it's a real iska. You're buying, you're investing in something, I'm investing with you. I could gain, I could lose. I don't need a heta iska, it's a real iska. If you guarantee the principal and the interest, that's a loan. That's Ribis Daraisa. If you guarantee the principal and don't guarantee the interest, that's Ribis Rabbanan. That's Ribis Sheina Ktsutza. Why? When you guarantee principal, it changes it from an investment to a loan. What is the difference between an investment and a loan? An investment is a risk of loss, by definition. Every investment is a chance that a person will lose. A loan, there's no chance you'll lose unless the borrower is dishonest or has no money. But as far as the dine mamon is, there's no chance you'll lose. So that's a loan. So the common case of investing tzedakah money with Ribis Rabbanan is you invest it in an investment, and the person, usually a wealthy person, is doing investments, takes the money of the Yisaimim and guarantees the principal and doesn't guarantee the ribis. So Mimela, there's a benefit to the Yisaimim, and this is what happened. You remember some 30, 35 years ago, there were, I think it was 8 sheikhtim that were killed in a car crash, and they raised a lot of money for them, and they invested it, taka, with a wealthy person who guaranteed the principal, not the interest. Unfortunately, this wealthy person, his whole empire tanked. All the money was gone. And he had a nervous breakdown from it. Not from his own losses, from the Yisaimim's money. It was a terrible thing. Yisaimim's money, you should only invest where is it safe? Who knows where it's safe?
Madoff.
But Madoff is guaranteed. So, at any rate, this is the kula. This is the kula that we learn. Here we're going to try to see now what age. So the Rama says, interesting, that this doesn't depend on Bar Mitzvah. I should add one more thing. We said, Derech Mekach U'Mebkar is the Rabbanan. Naktsutza. Also, penalty clauses on loans are Issed Rabbanan, a one-time penalty. If I lend you money and you have to pay a certain time, if you don't pay on that time, there's a one-time penalty. That's a one-time late fee. So by Mekach U'Mebkar, a knas is mutter. On a rental or a payment for merchandise, you're allowed to do a one-time penalty. But on a loan, it's an Issed Rabbanan. Ribis Rabbanan, and it would be mutter to do it, and by Yisaimim, my Yisaimim, or my Tzedakah, it would be mutter to do in such a case. Oh, how old? So the Rama, let's see the Rama. The Rama talks about how old. It says even if they're millionaires. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much money they have. If they have no money, there's nothing to invest. They are shin. If they have a good job, if they're a child actor or something and they're making $1 million a year. A monthly penalty is Ribis Daraisa.
If you pay on time, you don't pay the penalty. If you pay 2 days late, you pay the penalty. It's one time for each.
No, it could be, if it's a rental, you could do it once for each month's rent. So you could do it. See, in rentals you could do it, but in a loan you can't do it.
It's a loan that you pay on a monthly basis until it's paid off.
Yeah, if there are separate payments each month, each payment, I suppose, could have. Because in other words, I think so. I think it would be that way. Each payment is separate. You can't have for the same dollar two penalties. But he's supposed to pay $100 a month. You can have for each separate money, you could have a separate penalty.
Only for your son.
Only for your son. So let's see the Rambam. He talks about the age. He says, "Chei doegen lahakel afagav v'yesh machmirin." Then mutter rak bebezdin. That's I think Rashi Shita. That it's only mutter if Bezdin arranges the loan. But we're not knowing like that. Yesh makaybish doegen shapatrupis malva mois yisaim berubis ktsutza. There are places where they're more makel, where they lend money beribis ktsutza for yisaimim. Uminik toasu veilelach achrav to do ribis dayraisa. That's a mistake. Any time the yosim has not grown, he could be 13 years old, but he's not old enough to be involved in his investments. Obviously, different yisaimim will have different ages in this type of thing, and that would be. If he had a father, he would rely on his father. It's interesting. Taz Tezvav, take a look at Taz Tezvav. Explain it to me. Taz Tezvav, Kol Zman Shelo Miu Mishav Ein Aviv Roitzel LaFarnasai Ulesasek Betzrachav. You have a deadbeat dad. He doesn't want to be involved in him. Anyway, didn't Yosem Bezeh? Why not? Father's not obligated. Takana Susha is till 6 years old. Father's not obligated to support his child. The stipler has a pelodic piece of Masechet Sukkah. What? Why does it have to be a Yosem? Why is it totally being a Yosem? It's totally being a tzedakah case. It's totally being a tzedakah case, not being a Yosem. So if his father's not supporting him, so why isn't he as much a tzedakah case as someone who's who doesn't have a father? I mean, it has to do with the mitzvah deraisa of helping a yasim. I don't know. It's all the all aniyim. What? That's true. If the child's an ani, you have the heter of aniyim. So it means he's a wealthy person. Okay.
Yasim could be from a father or a mother. Listen, he lost his mother, his father, and his father can support him.
I guess somebody was supporting him. I don't know. I was thinking there was once, Yachmiel will remember, there was a Yid who came in from Eretz Yisrael. Remember the Taman Yid? What was his name?
Moshe,
a very nice fellow. He came around collecting. He said his father died, he's a Yosem. The man looked 60 years old. And he walked around, remember? My father died this year, and now I'm a Yosem. He was collecting. So the truth is, he explained that his father supported him all the years. And now his father died, he had no money. So Itaki was 60 years old, you know. It's remember, a very nice fellow. He came back a second year. I don't know why he didn't come back a third year. All right. As far as? The stipe is a beautiful stipe in Sukkah. You're not going to believe it. You have to look it up. Truth is, it's in Kaivetz Aris also. He has a nidain about a child. That means all the children today come out. He could be 18, 17, 18, 19 years old. And his father supports him, like most young men today.
28, 29.
So, well, 28, 29 too. But see, he says that if you promise him something, let's say you say, I'll give you something. It should have a din of a neder l'tzedakah. Because he has a din ani. Because he has no money. His father's not mechuyev to support him. So there's some people, the father gave him already a lot of money, and he has money that he controls. But many youngsters, even the parents have money in their name, it's only for tax purposes. You know, the kid doesn't have control. So the stipler has a piece in which he's tining that every child over six, as long as he doesn't have any money independently, his father supports him, should have a din ani. L'chumra, I don't know if he's saying you can give him your tzedakah money. I think we may talk about it too. But he says, l'chumra, that if you say you're going to give him money, it's a neder l'tzedakah, and you have to give him. Because even if he's, he might be 20 years old, but he has no money, and no, his father doesn't have to support him. His father's doing it out of kindness of his own.
Because after, there's a sheet that says that after six, the father doesn't have to support.
There's no sheet. There's no question. He doesn't have to. It's a tzedaka b'cholais. Hazan the bun of a benayis of aktanim. That's such a.
I just like brok hard as one continues.
Where was he mechayev himself? He's doing it voluntarily. What do you mean? No, I don't mean the father. I meant anybody. If you say you're going to give him something, that you have a din of a nedar tzedakah. Well, no, he's not talking about the father. He's talking about anybody.
Anybody gives
of support. Machus is what, only till 18? Is I guess the Machus would play a role if you hold. You know, as Machlaik, the Machus is only in Yari Masin, the Takonis Adrachim. That's some safer passing that way. Or it's in other things. What? If the father. He has to support his child? Why? Why? Atzchinuch. Maybe Atzchinuch. I'm not sure. All right, now what's interesting here is that Shachavav says this Shach is often quoted. There's a question of Loi Reisi Raya or Loi Reisi Eini Raya. You could say the minig is something that you just never saw. Shachov Dov says, V'cheino yegin, V'chomo koimo shayisi, lo yisi minig zeh. I never saw such a minig. V'checho karti v'darashti, v'lo yishamati shano yegin kein, af mishalei nogu la avaysa bebeznim, v'chomo kem berubis terabona gam kein eim alvin, elo aderachetek my sharmois. The Shach says that the minig is not to use the kula of this sif. That the minig is not to be makel. He says, I never saw it. But the Pesachei Tshuva in Chaf brings, see Pesachei Tshuva Chaf? He says, I bear item Shem Shach, Va'ayin, the Tshuva study to be Yehuda Chelek, Yeridei, I said, Mimem, Shekhasab, Dechen Yesh Le'naik, that you should be Naik this way, Dapil Das Rashi Tzarek Bezdin, Mishum, Shekhaf Yod Mlafke, Nishe Yama Kabel, Nege Yisayim, Ozai Tzarek Bezdin Choshev, Akshav Ein Lalu Bezdin Choshev, Mkein Ein Lilin Kein, Vizet Hamim Vinik Shev Yashach, the machmirim of the shach, the choshish for Rashi Shita, you only allowed to do it in front of a bezdin. Mekol makayim says the Dayan Yehuda, or ikur kachol kama Rashi, v'kosav kein v'chein ohakti ani kama panim shenasati zuzay diyasli kar l'schar v'rochik lehefsin. That's an expression. Kar l'schar v'rochik lehefsin means that the principal was guaranteed and not the ribbis. Because the expression karav l'schar means the schar is only karav, it's not guaranteed. Barachi mehefsin, because the loss was guaranteed, that there won't be a loss. So Noibi Huda says, Keno Yisi Noi Ba'atzmi, and that's the meaning. The meaning is to hold that, like the Ramah says, Mechab Ramah say that, say no again. No, Pesach Tshuva always writes, I'm behave to Bishem HaShach, because he, every time, you just never noticed it. Yeah, you look at Chavdal, it is I'm behave, and every once in a while, there's something in behave, and most of the time he says it. Just a style. It's a style to tell people to take a quick look. The Pesach Tshuva was not originally printed in the Shulchan Aruch. It was originally printed in a separate.
What happened to the Maisa? The Karen goes as well, and he has no asset.
Well, we had to put that Maisa with the.
That
the
what?
Structure,
yeah, what's the question?
What does one do? There's no such thing as bankruptcy today.
So what? What's the question? What are two choices?
No, if we take a minute, I'll ask you what do we do. No Maisa, man. What's the.
Let's say that Osher lost his money.
You take like anything else. He guaranteed the money. Like anything else. Any time a person owes money. If a person guarantees money, he's mechayev to pay. Whatever Allah says, there's a adinam of misadrin lebal chayv. It's interesting. There's a set of rules of misadrin lebal chayv. And if you look at it, if you want to see it, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the last chelik has a little bit of chayshe mishpat. And he has a very good synopsis of the rules of misadrin lebal chayv. Misadrin lebal chayv means someone owes money and he's bad. He has no money, he has no assets. So what do? You take away his couch? You take away his pots? How much money do you leave him for food? 1 day's worth, 3 days' worth, 30 days' worth. So there are rules there of misarjel lebachayev, of how much you leave him. It says whatever tools he needs for his job, he's never allowed to take away, that he has to have. But beyond that, you leave him ksus shloishim yayim. He doesn't have to have 10 suits, you know, clothing for 30 days and food for 3 days. There's a limit of what you could do. A gleam of, he has expensive clothing, you can make him sell it and buy cheaper clothing. There's a din of misarjel lebachayev. When I learned this part of Chayshim Mishpat, I argued with Rav Palm that nowadays it shouldn't be that way. There's a rule in Chayshim Mishpat, any Tanai is Kayim. If I lend someone money, do I have a Havamina that I'm going to take away his couch, or his dining room set, or his living room set? As today, typically, when people lend money, assuming the guy's not a Rasha, you want to, you're already a Melechayim. But somebody who Nebuch, you lend him money, and that money. So today, the stam das of people is not to go take away his dining room set. You know, according to Sajid al-Bukhari, you take away his dining room set and give him a folding table with chairs. Drives what? He drives a fancy car. Okay. All right. So there are certain things that are that maybe you're right. But Rav Palm said, no. Rav Palm had a very strong shita that what says in halacha clearly, a chayshim mishpat stands. Unless something is very clear differently, so the halacha misajul b'chayiv by yisaimim certainly you would misajul b'chayiv. You can't you don't take it lightly. But that's not do misajul b'chayiv. There's one din of misajul b'chayiv. There's one din of suslur chavalav. There are two al tzedakah. There's so I only have to give him an amount, and if everyone gave, I would also give him that amount. You know, the Sislur Kaivalov is also tzedakah. It doesn't have kadima. No. What are you saying? Shachov test. Rabbi say, Kozabash Ligal Yasim. Rabbi Yosef says he's arguing with the Taz. Let's see. Who adin? Let's learn the whole thing. Who adin? The gadol shemes aviv. Ve'ne idea l'sasik b'shalai chashuk yasim. So that's the same. Miu mishein over writes l'parnas l'sasik b'tzrochav eloi din yasim. Vaslav says kol schavrak left. That's also the same. Shuma said deshim. Mevi beisayis v'dakim ayshu. Because beisayis amonis. Avagav distaman einon yaidim l'sasik b'shalahem. Eloi din yasim. Shehem esaska is kishar nashim. V'lebiyishu esaska is ke'an nashim adkan. You say that the Yisaimim, the Amonis, no different than a woman that never got married. She doesn't have the special kula. He's saying, right? He does say the words, even though they don't know how to be Isaac like men. But nevertheless, right now, I didn't do the end of the Ramah, which we'll get to soon. But there is an important discussion about an extension of this kula to allow Ribbis Darabonim for tzedakah purposes. Till now, we're talking about that the money is tzedakah money. Yasim, Talmud Torah, Beis HaKnesses. Okay, so that's good. We're talking now a different case. The shaila is, can I borrow money? Two regular people are borrowing. The purpose of the Ribbis, Ribbis Darabonim, could be two echetims. One is where it's the lender's benefit for tzedakah, and one, the borrower's benefit. Let me explain. The lender's benefit. Let's say someone lends me money. No ribbis, no ketsutza. He lends me money, and I'm able to make an investment. I'm very grateful to him. I'm able to make a wedding because he lent me money. So now he's being honored by his yeshiva. So I put in a full-page ad. Would I put in a full-page ad? Never put in a full-page ad for him. But he lent me money. So now I want to put in an ad for tzedakah. A question now is whether we can say that for ribbis, for tzedakah, ribbis d'rabbanan is mutter. So what's the difference if the keren is the yasims, he's getting the keren back? What, the heter is not considered keren, the heter is considered ribbis, because we're allowed to benefit tzedakahs with ribbis. So what's the difference in that case, or this case, where, what? It's not... Well, it is Malva, you're right. In a way, it's not Malva Leib, it's going to the tzedakah. Like, but the covet is going to him. The covet is going to him. Maybe buy an aliyah too. Maybe it should also be mutter because it's...
I paid more for it.
Okay, I hear. The Mechaber only says Moishel. The Gra in Mem Gimel brings the Yerushalmi. Now, from the Gra, it's hard to see the Yerushalmi. The Grabbeb Gibel says, Kabash Kasav Yushalmi, what's that word? Lovin Beribis Lechaburis Mitzvah Lechidish Achaydish. There, the Gra, Mem Gimel, is talking in a case, Yerushalmi is talking in a case where you're borrowing regular ribis, regular beribis, and the benefit is going to go for some other Kiddush HaChaydish. I don't know why they needed money for Kiddush HaChaydish. They sent Shluchim. They used to make a Suda, it says, for Kiddush HaChaydish. So in that case, this is the issue if you're allowed to do it with an incidental benefit to tzedakah. You could also have a case where it's for the borrower's benefit. You have a person who doesn't have money for Shabbos meal. So he's going to borrow money for a Shabbos meal, but nobody's willing to lend him. If he'll borrow Beribis, they're willing to lend him for a Shabbos meal. Is he allowed to borrow in such a case? So this is a similar case, a regular loan, but it's the borrower's mitzvah. This the Mishnah Brura talks about. There's a Magen Avraham, right? The Gemara says, Levu alai v'ani pareya. Says, borrow tzarchi Shabbos v'yantif, borrow on my back and I'll pay back. Push it, it means to borrow and I'll pay back. So the Magen Avraham brings those who understand that it has to do with ribbis. It says the following. The question what the Magen Avraham meant. Let's see how the Mishnah Brura brings it. Lovin beribis. I'm reading the Mishnah Brura. This is Reish Mem Beis of Katan Dalet. Lovin beribis letzora suda Shabbos I suda mitzvah. That's the Magen Avraham's version. You let it borrow beribis for suda Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? You're borrowing beribis for suda Shabbos. It sounds like the borrower has nobody's willing to lend him money. He's going to borrow with ribis. This is only ribis to Rabbanan for tzarche mitzvah. Zokta Mishnah Brura on this Magen Avraham, he hears the words from the Prima Gadim. He hears the following words: Hainu me'ini Yehudi a Yisrael b'derech heter. What's going on here? He says, you hear the Magen Avraham says, basically Yerushalmi, you're allowed to borrow beribis for tzarches u'de Shabbos. That's what says Magen Avraham. So Zokta Mishnah Brura, Hainu me'ini Yehudi over the heter iska. And Lizobai says at the bottom, the Sharatzin, he says, he brings it from the Prima Garden, this is Chaim, the loy kamaisha reisi la'echad, shehite beribis to Rabbanan. Not like I saw one, he doesn't say who the one is, that was matir for to borrow beribis to Rabbanan. Who's this one? So I'll tell you who the one might be. It's either the Pisrei Tshuva, look in Pisrei Tshuva Chavveis. His Shuvachav Beis, Ayim Magen Avraham Simi Reish Mem Beis, Kasim B'Shem Shibulei Leket, Lovim B'Ribis, Letzar Suda Shabbos Yisudas Mitzvah, Ayim B'Sef B'Ber Yaakov, Ayim D'Rasul Ayim B'Ribis D'Rabbanan, U'Pashiru. Pesachei Tshuva says, Pashiru, the opposite of Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says, Hayinu Meini Yehudi, over that Teiska. And he says, Pashiru, so it could be, when he says, Ketam B'Chacham Echad, it could be Mizu Pesachei Tshuva, or the Ber Yaakov that he quotes, or it could be the Shulchan Aruch Harav. A number of places he quoted it to Shulchan Aruch Harav b'shem Gadol Echad. Magen Avraham says it stama. He says Lava Beribis. Bishabura brings Magen Avraham. He says V'hainu be'ani Yehudi, which is the Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham. But the Prima Gadim says that's what he means. Bishabura he is not so mistaken.
What's
the Kiddush of Eini Yehudi?
And the second part is he says for a Yid with a heter.
Maybe it means it's not a good idea.
He's supposed to do it.
Normally it's Neshech.
For the third Suda, a Suda that is above the
Shabbat, especially the other. Say Shabbat Sechel, Vatestach Lebrius. But here, look, we all agree to Mishnah Brura is the Kiddush. But you see, the Mishnah Brura was not Saimach on borrowing for the benefit of the. Of the Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer brings the Machlaikis. He doesn't bring the Mishnah Brura, obviously. He brings this Machlaikis, the Pesachei Tshuva and the Shulchan Aruch Harav on one side, Prima Gadim and the Sif Chaim and the Machzor Shekel also on the other side. He makes Achra. He writes in the Tshuva that for Tzarchei Mitzvah the Rabbim, you could be Meikel, and Tzarchei Mitzvah the Yachid, you should be Machmir. In other words, Kefiat Tzairach, I guess he means. Shashul Sashul, yeah. It means, I guess, you'll come up with cases of tzarchei mitzvah. So, what? Can you simim borrow beribis? Maybe it's the only way they could live. The only way they'll get it. See, it's a problem because Yisaimim can't borrow if they're ketanim. So, then the question, can Oni borrow Baribis? Oni's not a borrow Baribis. Oni has no head to borrow Baribis. You say, for Ribis to Rabbana, to support himself, it should be mutter. But for him, it's not a mitzvah to support himself. I mean, it's a need. It's not, I don't know if it's a mitzvah.
Well, you have a talk of surrendering the Yisomim's money with Ribis.
Yeah, to benefit the tzedakah, you're allowed.
But, the
yeah, but the Yisaimim are not the ones mechayev themselves. Here, the Yisaimim, you want the Yisaimim to mechayev themselves. The apotropos will be mechayev Ribbis d'Rabbanan. So buy food for them with Ribbis d'Rabbanan. You're right, that would seem to be the same question. And the Grah, what the Grah brings, the Yerushalmi, Mem Gimel, seems to be a raya that it's mutter. Because there is talking to borrow for the benefit of a Suda's Kiddush HaChadosh, whatever Suda there was. So, yes. What?
Yeah.
Some borrowed money.
He
makes a donation, look for
the loan money.
The loan money gives the Fayday. Shmita
was Mishamit. Mishamit. Mishamit is Mishamit. You're allowed to pay back the loan. As a matter of fact, it says you should offer. Mishnah says. Mishnah Shvita says you should pay back, and he should say Shvita is Mishamit. The Lumdis, the way most of the Achrenim learn, is that Shmita, the loan, it still exists. It's just he has a mitzvah to be Mishamit your loan. If he accepts, the Gemara says that I think Rava accepted, somebody offered to pay back, and Rava took it, he was very happy. So was it Abaye that told him that, what are you doing? But so you're allowed to pay back the loan, you're certainly allowed to make a donation in his honor, as long as it's not more than the loan. Because you're allowed to pay back the loan. So, but not more. You could still claim the money, that's what Ramesh says. Okay. Because the loan still exists, and it's just. What? The din of being mishamet is on the malva. This a ribis or this a shmita? Shmita is a mitzvah on the malva to be mishamet. Yeah, Shemitah is, the Chayv is still there. Every Shemitah, unless you do a Prizl, every Shemitah, the Chayv is still there. Even without a Prizl, Shemitah is still there. There's a mitzvah. See, the Rai is, the Gemara Makis says, if I say, Amenashalei Tashmiteini B'Shviyas, Amenashalei Tashmiteini Shviyas, that's not so much because of a Torah. Shviyas Misham. But if I say, Amenashalei Tashmiteini B'Shviyas, I say, I'm lending you money on the condition you don't enforce Dinei Shemitah on Shviyas, that's Chal. It tonight works. How does it work? It's a Masor Shkos of a Torah. Torah says the Chayv exists. You have a mitzvah to be Mishamet the Chayv, but the Chayv still exists.
Okay.
I think so.
So what's the problem
with tuition
if you pay in advance and then camp and
all that? No, okay. What's the, you mean because there are Mecca Chomamka? If it's Ksusa, it's still a problem.
Right.
Ksusa is still a problem.
No, it's a one time deal. If you pay early for camp, you charge you less, whatever.
You pay your tuition up front.
What's the problem with tzedakah? Because there they're not benefiting the tzedakah, they're benefiting the giver. Am I allowed to lend money to an ani? Till now, the ani is lending money. I'm going to lend money to the ani, lend money to the Talmud Torah. I'm going to pay up front, and the yeshiva is going to give me a benefit. So that's the case where I'm lending money to a tzedakah, and the tzedakah is paying me ribbis. So I don't think they were makel that tzedakahs could lose ribbis. They were makel that tzedakah could benefit ribbis, not to lose ribbis.
They gain
the money up front, but that's not. They don't gain a benefit of money. They gain a loan. Right. What? Because the malva is mechuyev to be mishamet. In chasham mishpat, if he's not mishamet, he gets his money back. But if he's in mitzvah d'oraisa to be mishamet. The Gemara says that Rava went to pay back. He's supposed to say afal pikein. He says, how does it go? When you pay back, you have to shmita. first mishamet ani, and then the mitzvah say afal pk, and then to pay. Okay, I said over the Gemara wrong. Rav was the one who had to pay. He didn't say afal pk. Okay. Anyway, but getting back to here, what? Oh, so gemach sometimes is a problem. For example, we have here a gemach in the shul. We actually had two evolutions of the gemach. Originally, we had a free loan gemach, and I lent out the money. So it took about a year; it was all gone. You know, there was all lent, but I still have a bounced check from '91, I think, and you know, in the old building. But so then we made a new gemach, and we put an accountant in charge. Eddie Walkenfeld's in charge. So he has to have a guarantor, and he has the guarantor for head checks to make it clear that the guarantor has to pay. So far, every penny has come back in this gemach. So we make gemach. They want to make up that you have to be a member of the shul to get a loan from this gemach. Is that mutter? Now, if you have to daven in the shul, so that's mutter. But if you have to be a paid member to get a loan from a gemach, that should be a shail of ribbis, no? We're saying the only way you can get a loan from this gemach is if you make a donation to the gemach. That should be ribbis deraisa. It's ribbis ktsutza. It's ribbis ktsutza though. I'm telling you, I'll only lend you ribbis if you make a donation.
How is it different than a one-time shot? Like a one-time shot that you got?
No, late fee is a penalty. Knas is the rabbana. Membership is not penalty. What? Because there are other benefits for membership. Maybe if there are other benefits of being a member, yeah, not a, you know, you'd be surprised. Not everyone's a member. It's not. What? It's true. All right. If you would have someone from outside, if you have someone from outside that would never be a member, he comes for a loan, and you're quiet, then it would be an issue. Now, credit union, you have to be a member. Okay. Now, what? Yeah, with the ad, I don't know a psak. If somebody lends you money, you want to give tzedakah in his honor. Whether that's mutter, I don't know a psak. The Bris Yehuda seems to be mefakfek back and forth if it's mutter or not mutter. And he brings the Grum Mem Gimel that I pointed out to you, that's Mashmitz Mutter, and he brings Mefakfik on both sides. If someone lends you money, if you're allowed to put an ad for him that you wouldn't otherwise put, or other Tzarchi Mitzvah, if you're allowed to make those donations. He doesn't have a clear psak. There's an interesting Shiloh that if it's the Kvayda, it's the same, there's no difference. And maybe a Shavu Kesef, maybe it's different, it's worse. But the... Yeah, ribs mucheres is mutter. Yeah, it's not nick. Mucheres is mutter. It's not nick. There's a shaila the following. Somebody borrows money from a gemach, and he tells the gemach, "I appreciate the loan. I'm going to make a donation. I'll pay you back, and I'm going to make a donation to the gemach." That's what he says. It wasn't kotzos. The guy didn't say, "I'm going to lend you if you do it," but he said, "I appreciate the loan. When I pay back, I'm going to make a donation to the gemach." So now the shaila is if that's mutter. The shaila comes from the same shaila. Is the tzarchei mitzvah only mutter like the mechaber, where the tzedakah invests for ribbis? Is it mutter even in a case where a person, when he gets it, he pledges to give? Is that mutter? There wasn't a tenai of it. There wasn't a tenai of the loan, but it was, well, not a precondition. Is it mutter? Now, the Machta Ephraim has a case where a person borrows from a tzedakah, and it's not al menos, but it's a pledge. At the time of the loan, he pledges he's going to give more. So by people, it's the dibur ba'alma, by tzedakah, it's k'mesira, it's a schaivus, it's k'tzutza, so he's mesupik back and forth. So here, if you want to be yoytze kol hashitas, what do? He is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Normally, you have to be machmir, you're machmir. If the chumra is to pay, you pay. If the chumra is to not pay, you don't pay. Here you're stuck. Because you're going to say, I'm going to be machmir in Hilchis Ribbis, I'm not going to pay. But you might be over in Hilchis Nadarim, Hilchis Tzedakah. You pledge Tzedakah. You say, I'm going to pay the Tzedakah, I'll be machmir in Hilchis Tzedakah. What's going to be with Hilchis Ribbis? You're stuck. So I'll tell you, I have second thoughts. I'll tell you, what I wrote in the book is that in this case, the Machfraim's case, the person's stuck. Can't be machmir this way, can't be machmir that way. So, and granted, this is a shaila that I got a lot of communication from. I have at home on the Ribbis book whole packets, one from Neri Yisrael, one from Lakewood, Chaburis that learned, that I got like packets of Haaris that you have told in the sugya to go through them. You know, I try to go through them, but here I wrote an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Try to get someone else to pay it for you. Get someone else to pay it. So I was misupik about this. I'll tell you why. It seems that Nedarim are very chomer. And yet, the few occasions where it bothers me very much, it bothers me, for example, at a Levaya. They say Kel Mole, and the Chazan is trying to add as many words as he could. He says he should go to Gan Eden, Al Minas, Shekol, Kuroivov, Yedidov, everybody he knows, you know, they're all going to give tzedakah by Askar Shishmasi. Meaning, if one doesn't, he doesn't go to Gan Eden, you know. It's only, so people not here, okay, they didn't say Amen. The people here say Amen. It's a neder. I never say Amen. If he doesn't believe neder, I don't say Amen to Kel Mole. No, I'm making the Dorim. So it bothers me. So what I do sometimes at a Levaya is I try to estimate how many people are there. So let's say there are 100 people. So I give $1 or $2 to pay for everybody because I have this guilt, this idea about Nedarim. The same thing here upstairs. On Yom Tif, they're making me Shabeiras. So our Gabbai is very kind. He always says, I'm not Shitim, what does he say? I'm not Shitim Matano, Beisak Nesis. Most shuls, they wait and they pressure you, you know, to give money. He says, I'm not Shitim Matano. So I asked the Gabbai here, did he ever get any of these Matanis? He said, nobody ever gave money for Mishabeiras, you know. A few people who say money, they get. Everyone says, I'm not us, and then, you know, and there's Amen, and there's nothing happens. It bothers me. So I figure, you only have to give a pruta. So, you know, what I do this morning, yesterday, Yisker, we said money. So I put money in the pushka right away to pay up. Does everyone remember? I hope so. So there's an idea, I'll pay for someone else. But I started thinking, is that really good enough? If you make a nether, you're going to give tzedakah. And I give the tzedakah for you. It's sardine gezel, maybe, you know, I'm paying up your chayv. But you made a nether to do a mitzvah. How does it help for your mitzvah? You made a nether to give tzedakah. I'm going to give tzedakah for you? Does that work? I'm not sure. I know there's a shayla, not a shayla, it's really a halacha. If a man pledges money to tzedakah and dies, at the assignment, don't have to give. I don't know if it's a halacha, it's a tzais, that is masber. If a man pledges money to tzedakah, not if he buys something, if he buys a dedication or something, so that's mekach u'memker. But a person just says, I'm going to give tzedakah, and he dies. So the children don't have to give. Unless he was miyachid something. If he was miyachid, the Gemara says, if he says, azu shlamim, then the Yisayim have to give. He says, haray alai shlamim, and he dies, the Yisayim don't have to give. Why? Because what is your giving help? He said he'll do a mitzvah of tzedakah. He's an anus. He died. He didn't choose to die. He's an anus. But if I give, it's not his neder, it's not his mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. I'm giving in his honor. I say he should get the star, but still not his mitzvah. So this eitzah that I wrote in the book, that a person should give, that if someone says, the Gemach lends me money, I'll make a donation afterwards. So he's stuck. If he makes a donation, it might be ribbis. If he doesn't make a donation, it might be a neder. So have someone else give it. Is it so posh that someone else giving helps? I don't know. If someone else gives for my neder, does that work? I'm not sure. I don't know what to do. What? I want to tell you something. Rav Palm was nifter. I went with his son to go through his desk. Yeah, about after Shloshim. So he asked me to come with him because he didn't know all his business. So I went with Rav David from Toronto. We went through his desk. There were all kinds of papers. There was a book. It was a book that he started writing for when he got sick. All his tzedakah geschäften. And the last tzedakah geschäft he wrote, that someone gave him $1,800 for the kail. There were aniyim who needed it, so he gave it to them. Aldas to pay it back to the kail. And he had left it, and he had never paid it back. So I remember I told Reb David that we could auction this off, you know, to pay off his chayfim. I told him, I'm doing it, you know, I wanted to have this chus. See, but there, he borrowed. If someone borrows, someone's chayiv money, of course someone else could pay for him. That's every ariv, every din ariv, someone else could pay for him. That is no shayla. But if someone says, I'm going to give tzedakah, he only has to give it if he gets the mitzvah of tzedakah. He doesn't have to give it if there is no mitzvah of tzedakah. If he died, he can't be mekayim tzedakah after his death. Someone else can do tzedakah, but he can't be b'kayim tzedakah. So he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to do the neder. He doesn't have to do the ma'isa neder. I mean, the children don't have to do it because it's not. It's a father's mitzvah tzedakah. He was never b'kayim. If they do it, it's not fulfilling his chiyuv to do a mitzvah tzedakah.
But to be his part, neder is chayvus. It's not tzedakah. It's chayvus and
chayvus. But it's only his chayvus. That's what the tzai says. That a person promises tzedakah is only giving it. He's getting the mitzvah in exchange. Once he dies, someone else gives it from his estate. He's not getting a mitzvah. If he's not getting a mitzvah, he doesn't have to give it. It wasn't done. Loyal das came
not
down.
That's what he says.
That's right. For choshev mishpat, but not for your day, in the sense that you only did it to be mekayem mitzvah tzedakah. You're not being mekayem mitzvah tzedakah.
That's a kudah to the other shani. Someone
in private, my Shiloh was where he has the COVID, he has something from it, but it's a tzedakah benefit. Okay, I didn't finish the last ending of the Ramah. We'll do the last, remind me next time to do the last ending.